There's something very interesting that goes on in your brain right before you make the choice to look at something you're not meant to look at. It's like an unspoken promise, as if it's saying to you, there's something here that you're missing. There's something here that will give you pleasure. In fact, Chazal tell us, the Gemara brings it, a pasuk, Toiv mare nai mehalach nefesh. Better is the sight of eyes more than the walking of the soul. And the question is, what does this mean? The Gemara explains, it's talking about looking at a woman. And Rish Lakish in the Gemara tells us in Yuma that the looking at a woman is actually more pleasurable than the Maaser itself. Explains Revolba Zatzal. The reason for that is because the imagination takes over. When a person looks at something, there's an imagination there. What could be? What happens if? And it's that imagination that a person has the moment before he looks at something and chooses to stare at something he's not meant to in his eyes, see something that he's not meant to be looking at. There's a promise there that's being told to you by the salesman of the eye, which is one of the most powerful salesmen, telling you, look, I'm promising you something. And the moment you look, you'll see that there's nothing there and it's empty. And in fact, it's worse than that. It's like salty water. When a person is thirsty and you drink salty water, true, maybe for a couple of seconds as the water passes down your throat, you may be a little bit quenched from the thirst that you had, but you're just more thirsty afterwards. So we have to realize that, true, the salesman of the eye is promising us all sorts of promises, but there's nothing there. There's nothing of substance, and in fact it makes it worse, because by looking you just want to look more, and it keeps on going, and ignites the Yetzer Hara. And Emetz Hashem, if we try and work on ourselves, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make our Yetzer Hara much easier.